Masechta Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. This perek discusses the mitzvah of Halakas Neris, lighting candles for Shabbos on Friday night. The Mishnah Aleph discusses the wicks and the fuel used for lighting candles. B'meh madlikin u'b'meh ein madlikin. With what can you light and with what are you not allowed to light? Both the wicks and the oils. So the Mishnah starts off with wicks. Eid madlikin label lechesh. You cannot light with lechesh, which are wicks that come from the fiber from a cedar tree. V'le b'chesen, and not with uncombed flax. V'le b'chalach, and not with chalach, which is a cheap type of silk. V'le b'psilas e'idan, and not with fibers that come from a willow tree. V'le b'psilas ha'midbar, and not with fibers from the desert. These were certain grasses that grew in the desert. V'le b'reikash al p'nei ha'mayim, and not with the yarek, the green stuff that grows on top of water, which is moss that grows on the water. All these things are not able to be used as wicks because they do not light well. A person may have to tamper with the flame, or he may leave the room if the flame's not burning well, and he may sit somewhere else in the dark and not be mekayim the mitzvah of having the Neiros Shabbos. The Mishnah now lists the fuels. V'lo b'zefes, you cannot use a liquid pitch. V'lo b'shava, and not with a liquid wax. This is specifically a liquid wax the Rav says is a problem, but solid wax candles are okay. They burn a more pure flame than just using liquid wax, which isn't drawn as well into the wick. V'lo b'shemen kick, now with cottonseed oil. V'lo b'shemen sreifa, now with oil that has to be burned. For example, truma that became tamei, that's obligated to burn. And here this is actually talking about a specific case, which is going to be clarified in the next Mishnah, that truma that's obligated to be burnt could not be burnt on yontiv. And specifically talking about a case here that Friday was yontiv, and he was lighting candles for Shabbos on yontiv, on Friday yontiv, for the next day Shabbos. And on yontiv, one is not allowed to light something that's obligated to be burnt, truma tamei, or something of the like. V'lo b'alya, and now with the fat of a sheep's tail. V'lo b'chelav, and now with chelav, which is forbidden fats from the animal that are forbidden to eat. So almost all these things, the issue was that the flame was not a good flame, except for the shemen sreifa, the shemen that needed to be burnt, because like truma tamei, that was the problem of burning it on yontif. But the rest of them, they didn't produce a good flame, and a person may tamper with it on Shabbos, or he may just leave the room and eat in the dark. Nachman Amadi says, Madlikim b'chelav mevushal. We could light with chelav that was boiled already. The fats from the animal, only when they're solid, they don't light well, but when they're already boiled and liquid, then they produce a steady flame. The Chacham said, Echad mevushal v'echad she'en mevushal ein madlikim by, whether it's boiled or not, you cannot light with it, it doesn't produce a good flame. The Chachamim held, even if it's boiled and it does produce a good flame, still people may come to use solid chelav if they're allowed to use liquid chelav. So they forbade using both solid and liquid. Mishnah Beis. Ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa. This that we mentioned in the last Mishnah, that you can't light with oil that needs to be burnt, like truma that became tamei. The Mishnah here clarifies, b'yomtiv. We're talking about that it's on yomtiv, it's Friday, fell out on yomtiv, and he's lighting the Shabbos candles. Then he can't use this because that's not allowed to be burnt on Shabbos. That's not allowed to be burnt on yontiv. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Ein malikin be'itron mepnei kvedah Shabbos." One's not allowed to light with itron. Itron was a residue from the zephes, from pitch. It was clear liquid that, when burnt, it produced a very bad smell. And Rabbi Shmuel forbade using it because of kavod Shabbos. It's not an honor to Shabbos to have such a bad smell in the room. The people may leave the room, and they'll go elsewhere, and they'll eat in the dark, and it won't be kavod Shabbos, they won't have candles. The Chachamim, they were more lenient, they permitted to use all different types of oils, whether it's shemen shimshimin with sesame oil, v'shemen agazim with nut oil, v'shemen snainis with radish oil, v'shemen dagim with fish oil, v'shemen pekuis with colocynth oil, which is a type of gourd, the itrin with itrin, which we just mentioned, this foul smelling byproduct of the pitch, ubeneft, which is also a certain type of zephis, a certain type of pitch called naphtha, and it also had a very bad smell. The Chachamim allowed all these things to be used. Rav Tarfon, a third opinion, says, Ein madlikin ela b'shem zayis b'lvad. You can only light with olive oil, which has the most steady and clear flame, and that's the only thing that one could light with, according to Rav Tarfon's opinion.